Okay, good evening, everyone. In Purim night, when the Megillah is read, the Baal Koreh will recite three brachos. That's agreed upon by everyone. He'll recite the bracha of Amikra Megillah, Shasanisim Lavoseinu, and Shechianu. There's a big machlokes in the Rishonim already whether Shechianu should be recited by the day or not. You already leaned the Megillah at night, so why recite the Shechianu? So Tosos in Megillah, Daf Dalet, says two reasons why we should still recite the Shechianu during the day. Tosos says, Ikir Persumanisa, Havi Bekriya Diyamama. The main Persumanisa is by day. Now, what does that mean? You're not going to have more people by day than by night. Everyone's obligated, men, women, children, by night, they're obligated by day. So why is there more Persumanisa by day? Because that's when you're doing the mitzvot. Shalach Manos, Matanos Avyonim, the Suda. So daytime is more Persumanisa, and Tosa says as well that the Suda is by day, and we have a hekesh between Zechira and Asiya. So Tosa says the main reading is by day, and therefore you would recite the Shechianu as well. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says there's only a Shechianu by night, and no Shechianu by day. If we were learning the Sugya, we would try to understand what exactly is the Kriya on the second day. These two opinions are two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, or really a machlokas, the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch says that Shechianu was not recited at night, and the Ramah says, Yesh omrim b'yom mevarech Shechianu v'chein nogin b'chol medinos elu. Minog Ashkenaz is to recite a Shechianu by the day. Now, what's interesting is, what does the person, the Baal Koreh, the one who's making the brachos, and the whole tzibur have in mind during that Shechianu? Mitzvos Hayom. Which Mitzvos Hayom? Suda. Shalach Manos Matanos Avyonim. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'nachon l'chavim mibricha shechianu, gam al mishloach manos u'su'udas parim. Sheheim gam kein mitzvos. There's a mitzvah of Shalach Manos, there's a mitzvah of the Suda. Why is there no special shechianu on them? I'm not sure. But have in mind, because they're mitzvos that come once a year, so have in mind when you're Shechianu, and the Mishnah Berurah says, both the Baal Koreh and the Tzibur, because if he's being motzi, everyone there, both parties have to have in mind the Shechianu to go for the Shalach Manos and the Suda. The Mishnah Berurah omits Matanos Avyonim. He's copying the Magen Avraham. The Aruch HaShulchan also omits Matanos Avyonim. The Prima Gadim, when he writes this halacha, he says you should have come out for all the mitzvos, Mishloach Manos, Suda, and Matanos Avyonim. And when the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Chai Adam quote the halacha, they bring in Matanos Avyonim. So there seems to be a machlokes whether you should have kavana also for Matanos Avyonim. And why wouldn't you have, why would you not need to have Matanos Avyonim in mind? Yeah, so Rav Sternbach says, because you're always giving stucca. Your stucca on Purim is not Nikar, it's not recognizable that it's Matanos Avyonim. It's not recognizable, it's different than your mitzvah of tzedaka. Maybe the check's a little bigger than on a typical day, but there's nothing fundamentally different. We don't do Shalach Manos every day. We have lunch, we have dinner, we don't have a Sudas Purim Chayav Nishal Vesume every day. So there, it's recognizable, it's different, so you recite a Shechianu, but Matanos Avyonim, maybe not. Practically, in the Sefer Kovei Tzalachas, with the Pesachim of Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shlita, he says you should have in mind the Shechianu going on all three of the mitzvot. Svardim, who don't recite a Shechianu by day, so what do? So they have in mind at night in their reading that the Shechianu should work for those mitzvot. Even though those mitzvot you don't do at night, but the Shechianu is on the Megillah, it's on Purim. So you could have in mind if you're in a shul where they're not saying Shechianu by day, you could have his Shechianu in mind at night. There's one other interesting halacha, which might be relevant to people in the hospital who aren't going to hear Megillah, perhaps soldiers in battle this year who are not going to be able to hear the Megillah. Would you recite a Shechianu just on the Kedushas Hayom? Yamim Tovim, we recite a Shechianu. This is a discussion on Chanukah also. Someone who's not going to light the Chanukah candles. Does the Yontif itself require a Shechianu? That is a big machlokas in the poskim. And practically speaking, the poskim say a Shechianu, but without Sheva Machos. Since Suffolk Brachos Lahakel, and it's a machlokas, the person, I guess, would say, Baruch Shechianu v'kimanu v'gyanu l'zman hazeh, to show the excitement and the sanctity of the day, even without the mitzvos, but in deference to the opinions that say, don't recite a bracha, so they would say it without Shem Achos. Baruch Hashem, we're going to have, well, hopefully we'll be here, we'll be healthy, we'll be able to hear Megillah, we'll say Shachianu at night, we'll say Shachianu by day, and we'll have in mind all the mitzvos, which we will do with a tremendous sense of simcha.